So now I'm going to wake up my flatmates. I really love living in a flatting situation.
Wake up! Wake up, everyone!
I like to hang out with other vampires. I like to company.
Awaken! Awakey, wakey!
I just really like having a good time with my friends.
Beaklin.
Hi. Hey, Beaklin.
How was your night last night?
I transformed into a dog and had sex.
Cool.
You know, before you try to go, now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to take me off. And oh, what fun, I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh,
Horror for Dummies, episode 38. My name is Tim, and with me is the dumbest guy in this room, Ben.
Hooray, I'm the best at something.
You are. We are the podcast that comes to you every week that teaches you a thing or two to the dumbest little guy about the genre we love. This week's lesson, what we do in the shadows. But on top of that, we are talking about a film called Feral and Five Finger Death Punch's new album, and Justice for None. But we'll get to that later. Before we get to any of that, we should address the elephant in the room right now. We did something that we said we would never ever do last week, and that was take a break.
That's true, we did. Sorry, guys.
And I guess we should explain why now. So I have my Bucks party.
Yeah, you did.
Stag party, what are the other names for it? Because I was telling people to work and people had no idea what I was on about.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of it called a stag party, but like I thought that was more like an American term for it or something.
Yeah,
I've only ever heard it referred to as a bucks.
Yes, bucks. Same. Anyway, the party you have before you get married.
Yes,
I'm guessing it is. Anyway, yeah. So the boys
guessing it is. You just had one, and you're getting married.
So the boys took me up to Brisbane.
Yeah, we did.
I love it when they say that, and we drank.
And then we drank.
Yeah. And basically, we drank some more. We drank to the point of, I never want to drink again. And I say that a lot. This time, I feel like I mean it.
I hope you don't. I like drinking with you.
So, I posted a photo on the Horror for Dummies page, a picture of me and Ben, and said, which one of us pissed off the entire plane? And a few of you guys had some cool answers. Some people were saying it was both of us. Well, the answer is it was me.
What a surprise.
Tim. And the reason why... Well, basically, actually, I think it was Ryan who said it was both of us, and it was because Ben initiated it and I did it, which is kind of true, in a way. So the reason... The thing was, I got work at the stuff. Flights were about, what, 6 in the morning?
Yes, we departed at 6 in the morning on the Friday.
6 a.m. So we had to catch the train to the airport. Basically, we had to be woken up at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, and we were drinking heavily the night before.
We really were.
And they woke me up with vodka Red Bulls.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get through my first one before throwing up. I was already fucked at 3:30 in the morning. So after a few more drinks, we got onto the plane, and my stomach started to growl a bit.
Yeah, it didn't look pretty.
And I had to run off to the toilet to try and make myself ejaculate.
Ejaculate?
From my mouth. Eject.
What?
I was going for the word eject, not ejaculate. Something's on
just
my mind.
Just imagining you just like wanking your throat. Yeah.
So I try to make, I try to force the throw up myself, but alas, nothing came out.
He could not ejaculate.
I could not ejaculate, no. Until I finally sat down for the third and last time, and that's when it hit me. And so basically I was in the middle of the plane, toilet to both, and I ran to the front of the cockpit, as you call it, to the toilet there. And as soon as I opened up the toilet, I didn't have enough time to open up the bowl, the lid. I projectile vomited everywhere. Everywhere. I took a photo of it, but after I cleaned it up a bit, so it doesn't really do it justice. But I did the right thing. I came out and told the stewardess that I have made a mess.
Yes. Stewardess, I've ejaculated all over the bathroom.
I should have said that, actually. To which they had to close the bathroom. And... And then for the rest of the plane ride, I was getting the most evil stares from everyone else on board of the plane because they had to walk a few fucking meters to the other toilet. Sorry for such an inconvenience.
I felt bad for the people sitting up the front when you had to smell your fresh ejaculation.
Yeah. It was rough, man.
It was big. Fucking, you did not look like a happy camper already.
Yeah. Oh, man. So...
That didn't stop us buying your drinks, but...
Yeah, so when we got to Brisbane, we kept drinking. And we had some weird drinks, man. We had cocktails.
And shots.
Dude, I drank shit that I don't even like. I drank tequila. I fucking hate tequila.
Yeah, I drank tequila. I'm not a big fan of tequila. I
cannot stomach tequila.
But when in Rome.
Yeah, well, that's it. When they force you. We were getting, yeah.
Even in all fairness, we got like food when we got there, at least.
We got food for free by some random pub dude who gave us four pizzas for free.
It's because he saw how much money we were spending in his pub and he didn't want us to leave, so he just gave us heaps of pizzas.
I know, and then we left like straight after the pizzas.
And we left anyway.
That was a cool pub. I actually enjoyed that pub.
That was fun.
And they gave us free shots, this random pub.
They did?
Yeah.
We got free shit everywhere pretty much, actually.
Well, where else?
The Irish pub we went to, we got free espresso martinis.
From who?
The chick behind the bar, the powerlifter chick.
What? That's mad. Oh, we also went to a strip club.
Twice.
Apparently in Brisbane, lap dances cost $5.
That $5. Was so hectic.
And you can touch.
That saved us so much money.
Oh, man. Because one of the... it's been a while since I've been to one in Sydney. But...
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys messaged us and he went to one in Canberra recently. And said that they're $50 down in Canberra, and you can't touch.
No touch.
Yeah. So this $5 lap dances, which I got in trouble for, by the way. Apparently, I wasn't allowed to touch. Says Jaleesa.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. I said she can touch her.
The old ball and chain, eh? Right. Am I right? Am I right?
All right. Yeah. So we were at the strip club for a while. Actually, two nights we went there.
To the same club.
Because the girls were nice.
They were.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's basically why we took the week off, because we came back, and I'm still struggling, man.
Yeah, it was such a punish.
It's
most of the boys were at least smart enough to take the Monday off work.
I took the week off.
I did not.
Did you seriously go to work the next day?
Yes.
My God.
I didn't go to sleep till about 12:30 on Sunday night, and Sunday wasn't a calm down day at all. Sunday was like just as much drinking as any other day we were there. And I don't think I got to bed till about 12:30 and my alarm went off at like 5.
You have a problem with taking days off, don't you?
Yes.
You can't call in sick?
Nah.
Why?
Because I can't. That's just not me.
I called in sick yesterday.
I wish I could. I wish I could. The only time I ever call in sick is like when I've decided I'm quitting that job and I don't give a fuck anymore.
Good work ethic.
I know, you right? Do. Fucking, it sucks sometimes, but...
Just be selfish, Ben. Be selfish for once. Stop working so much.
No.
Anyway, so we have a pretty decent show for you guys. We're going to get back in the swing of things.
Yes.
We have some listener mail that people have sent us.
Oh, beautiful.
We have a question or two to ask.
Yeah.
We have some movies to talk about and an album to talk about. Yeah. But yeah, let's get to it. We have to, yes. I'm sorry. Let's hear from the listeners in Listener Mail.
Listener Mail.
All right, so we have some mail backed up, so this might be all over the place. So we have the first one coming in from Christy Rollison. She writes, just listened to the podcast this morning. My friend and I imported this DVD. She's talking about The Descent.
Oh, okay, cool.
My friend and I imported this DVD back when it first...
Confused. I didn't think this was a DVD.
Yeah. My friend and I imported this DVD when it was first released in the UK. At this time, there was not the alternative ending, which they showed at the cinemas here in Brisbane. I've got to stop saying it. Brisbane. Brisbane, we say. When they eventually got around to a few screenings. I was so annoyed with what I heard had been done to the ending, that we decided not to see it in cinemas, as we had always hoped to. To me, there is only one way it should have ended, and that ending did not lead to a sequel. In its original form, I absolutely love this film, and I despair that others did not get to view it as we did. Now onto the point of the sequel. I watched it quite some time ago and have very little memory of it, except the horrid beginning and loathsome ending. yeah, that was my original thoughts too, Christy, when I watched the sequel again for the second time. I remember liking it, but yeah, just didn't sit as well as I thought it would. But yeah.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Christy. next we have the one they call...
Alan! Alan Chacha!
Wow, my throat just got...
This is the second time that you've...
I know. It's the pressure. It's getting to me now. It's become such a thing.
You need to get up real close to this microphone. Real close, like boy. And speak the words of wisdom. Wow.
Alan Chacha.
I don't think they heard that.
Alan! Cha-cha.
I think they heard that too much.
Oh, fuck off. Not you guys, Tim.
All right, he writes it a few times. I got Tim to say cuck-a-poo-poo-pee-pee. That makes me happy.
Well played.
That was one of the things he said. All right, my dudes. I didn't think I would like Parkway Drive and almost skipped the song because most hardcore makes me want to punch a baby. Wow. I kind of agree with him. I really don't like any band that has a core label, but I enjoyed the song. There's a band called Antiscene that does a song about the Hills Have Eyes. It's called Ruby. Get back to the hills, Hank. Sorry, Get Back to the Hills. Hank the Third covers it as well. I found both of them on YouTube. I never thought I was claustrophobic, but watching The Descent made me squirm. Being a bigger dude, the thought of being trapped in a cave or something like that because of my own fat ass scares me. I found Moho sandals. Holy shit! We finally have an answer. They were under Cherry Cole's bed. I know.
Sus.
Oh, okay, he's got a question for you. I know Tim and Jell's answer, but I don't know Ben's. How many preschoolers could you take in a fight, Ben? We answered this in a previous show when you were not here.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
Now, are the preschoolers armed?
No.
Am I armed?
No.
Okay. How big are kids when they're in preschool? Like, what sort of age are we talking? Abby?
Yep, she's in preschool.
I could probably take at least, like, probably six of them. At least.
All right.
I could probably take more than that, but I'm afraid if you go with too many, they start gaining strength. Yeah. They're like ants. They start to swarm you.
Do you know what my answer was?
What?
I would take none.
Why?
Because I took Abby to preschool, and there was one kid with a snotty ass nose, yeah, like running down his chin. And no, sir, Bob, I do not want to fight that kid or any other kid with snotty noses.
Yeah, you know what's good for their snotty nose?
What?
My foot.
Wow, Ben's not allowed in a preschool ever. He asked another question. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Now, I did see this question pop up, and I thought I would probably actually rather fight one horse-sized duck.
Yes. Why?
Because if you've got 100 duck-sized horses, they've still got heaps of really little hard hooves with really hard kicks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it'd be like taking down a mighty oak tree. They'd just start chopping at my ankles and eventually I'm going down.
It's like the little dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, the Compinacodella. I don't know how to pronounce their word, their names.
Yeah.
The little green dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on your own, one of them's not bad. But you get 100 of those fuckers.
Yeah. And 100's a lot when you think about it.
A duck-sized horse. Well, sorry, a horse-sized duck. Yeah. You got one big bill to deal with. But beyond that, they ain't got much going for them.
Yeah. But think about 100.
Would it be way scarier when they flap their wings at you like ducks do?
Yeah, and then charge at you. Yeah. That's scary. You know what's scary? Geese. When they hiss at you.
But you know what? Even with one duck, I could just throw like a slice of bread somewhere and he'd just fly away and chase it.
That is true. That is very true. Yeah. But then he might be faster than you. So he might go get that bread and then chasing you.
I just got more bread.
Okay.
I'm pretty much a baker.
All right, Alan comes in again for the third and final time. Seeing as how y'all live in the land of Mad Max, if the apocalypse happened and y'all were in the wasteland, do you think you would be a smegma junkie or a gay boy berserker? I would be a gay boy berserker because I like the sound of that. I don't know what a smegma junkie is.
Neither do I, but I don't.
I don't like the sound.
I'm not fond of that concept.
Yeah. I'm guessing a smegma junkie is a junkie that likes smegma. That's pretty probably the right answer. I'd
rather be a gay boy berserker.
Yeah.
At least if I'm like an alpha one, I'm on top.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll suck a dick. I'm not scared.
We could make a beautiful partnership out of this.
Ben's question of the week.
Ben's question of the week.
Horror for Dummies family, we are back with another round of question of the week. Although we may leave for a week, the question never will. I know, right? So last week we asked, who is the coolest character in a horror movie?
Yeah.
And let's get started. Jaleesa Leigh with Ash, because he's funny as fuck.
Well, I said last week that Ash is not allowed to be named because it's just too easy. So, Jaleesa, you're out.
Ba-bow. Ginger Jones. Me.
Okay.
Fair enough. Alan Easterling. Now, his first answer, well, I don't know. Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, he's fucking cool as shit.
He's cool as shit, but didn't we ask...
He's smart.
Did we ask horror movies or just normal movies?
Some people class it as a horror movie, so...
Yeah, I don't know. You had a big rant about how it wasn't.
I know, but it has horror elements to
it. All right.
We can say, like, this movie, the movie we're reviewing is not a horror.
Alan, I would side with you anyway. You're cooler than Tim. And Seth Gecko from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. I've got to rewatch that movie. That's a good movie.
Okay. We have Craig Zammit with Leslie Vernon.
Nice. Behind the Mask. You don't know who that is?
No.
So there's a few people have put GIFs in it. So that there, from
totally
Chris Schaefer,
it's
Jack Torrance from The Shining. Oh, get it? He's cool, right? Because he's on ice.
Delightful. Greg Baliotis, if that's how it's pronounced. If it's not, I apologize. The little girl from The Exorcist. She portrayed pure evil.
Reagan. And shout out to my man Greg. Just found out that he's going to be a daddy.
Oh,
welcome to
good
the dad
job,
club,
buddy. Welcome to the club.
Having a little girl.
Good stuff. Then, the ever-powerful Big D comes in with Corporal Vasquez from Aliens.
That's a good one.
That is. Good choice.
Is she really a girl? Is that a woman?
Sarah Morrison, Hannibal Lecter, and Pinhead.
I like it a lot. All right. Ryan Sorkness comes in with a gif of, I think it's Marlo from 30 Days of Night. The main vampire. I'm stretching for his name right now.
Yeah, I figured it was a vampire, but I haven't seen that movie yet.
So oh, man. I've got to make you watch that one. That's a good one.
All right. Cool. We got Randy Blanford. Since we can't pick, it's got to be Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China. That's so good. I'm so happy with that answer. Now, Jordan James Huxley. What?
Okay, so you haven't seen the movie.
No.
He says Shelley. He needs no explanation. Now, I think I knew who he was talking about, but I double-checked with him just to make sure. So, our friend Huxley here, one of the other guys who made me drink a lot in Brisbane, has been on a Friday the 13th binge as of late. And he's talking about Shelly from part three. He's the guy that gave Jason the hockey mask.
Oh.
And he's a bit of a dick in the movies, but he's a lovable, fun dick.
Hey, man, if he gave Jason that mask, he is definitely wicked cool.
Just give it to him. Jason stole it. Yeah, after he killed him. But yeah.
Still, it's how he got it.
Yeah.
We got Mitchell McDonald pin.
Yeah, okay. I'm not too sure. Mitchell, I don't know who that is. I'm guessing that. I think that's the Hollow Man from Kevin Bacon's Hollow Man. I think. I'm not 100% sure who that is, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
He says pin, but I don't know who that is.
Fill us in, Mitch. Clue us in.
Not Pinhead.
All right, we got Mitch Jago, Xenomorphs from Aliens. Love their design. Also, facehuggers are fucked up.
Yes.
That
yes,
is they true. Are. That is very
get
true.
Fucked in the mouth.
Sergeant Badger, that... everyone else is wrong.
Damien Thorne from The Omen.
Ah, right, okay.
He's not cool. He's a little shit. Fuck him.
Rang Ridgway saying Jacob Black.
Alright, skip him.
Fuck. Todd, just...
Go away, Todd.
I don't know what to say to you sometimes. Sometimes we say go to 80, go away to you. Other times we say be on our show.
Yeah, I'm alright.
I understand why you're confused. Larissa. This thing from The Ritual. I'm going to stick bitches on trees till I get some goddamn respect around here. I haven't seen that, but that picture looks fucking hectic.
Yeah, so it's the creature from the movie The Ritual, which is now streaming on Netflix for anyone that wants to watch it. And the Padded Room podcast just did a nice little talk about it on their show.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Alrighty, so question for next week. We're going to do the opposite of this week. We want to know who is the shittest character, the character you have hated the most in a movie.
Not the character, not a character who you just like, who shouldn't be in the show, but one that you want to kill. One that you want to die off.
Yeah, who really boils your blood? Who grinds your gears?
Oh, I got one.
Yes.
So, Mrs. Carmody from The Mist.
You know what? I was actually just thinking exactly the same thing. Yeah, boy. Exactly the same thing.
I'm sure there's heaps others, but I'll let you guys have the rest.
You tell us. The question is for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well... we've done enough jibber-jabber. I think it's about time we talk about a little movie in our feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
Like this the whole time, Deacon on dishes, and it still hasn't moved in 5 years. You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though. Yeah, you're missing
I know.
Flat meeting about how cool you are.
When you get three vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension.
Viago was an 18th century dandy.
Look. A ghost cap.
Vladislav is a bit of a pervert.
This is my torture chamber.
Deacon's like the young bad boy of the group.
I'm supposed to pay rent, but I don't.
The trouble with being a vampire is you have to be invited in.
Come in to the bar.
$1 is water.
Will you invite us in?
We need some fresh blood.
Hi, my name is Nick. I've been a vampire for 2 months.
My friend Richie's a bouncer. He'll invite us in.
Gentlemen, you are most welcome.
Nick is so much fun.
I'm a vampire.
Vampire!
Vampire!
Such a dick.
Nick, why don't you use the front door?
You want to draw attention to this house, hmm?
You've got a whole documentary crew following you around.
You led a vampire hunter into our house.
I don't let him in. I just gave him my email.
Kill you! I'm already dead!
You will not eat the camera guy. Maybe one camera guy.
Turn it, take it. Use your legs.
Wow.
Ah, what the f*** did you do that for?
Hey, that was...
Don't swear.
What are we?
Werewolves, not swears.
When you're a vampire, you become very sexy.
Ow! We're talking about what we do in the shadows. This one comes in from 2014. 2014 for us, for the United States, was 2015.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So coming from New Zealand.
Yeah.
This one had a budget of $1.6 million, and the box office was $6.9 million. So
nice.
It made some money.
It did.
We'll go through the cast. So the cast is Jermaine Clement, who plays Vladislav the Porker.
The Porker.
Which is one of my funniest favourite parts.
That's so good.
Have you seen Dinner for Schmucks?
No, I have not.
That's one of my favourite comedy films.
Oh, okay. It's,
you'll understand if you watch it why it's one of my favourite comedy films.
Fair enough.
He appeared in that. He was in Flight of the Conchords, Men in Black 3, and he's done a lot of voice work like Rio and other stuff.
Yeah.
We have Taika Waititi, who has the coolest name ever.
True.
And I haven't been practicing that all day for this very reason. So he was a director of a film called Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did indeed know that, actually.
There you go. He's done a few other stuff. Not that many stuff, but he's done a bit. We have Johnny Brr. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm not too sure. Who played Deacon.
Yep.
Has been in nothing I was familiar with. But I'm sure he's done other stuff. This one's going to be a bitch to say, but Corey Gonzalez Mercer. I probably butchered that. Anyway, he's Nick.
Yeah, okay.
The other vampire.
Yes.
Then we have Ben Franzham, who plays Peter. You know Peter?
Yes, everybody. Of course, Peter.
he was, speaking of 30 Days a Night, he played Heron. Who, I had to double check who Heron was because I don't say the names, but he's one of the main vampires in that movie. Not the lead vampire, but one of the groups. He's also in Ash vs. Evil Dead. So there you go.
Yeah.
Last one I'm going to mention is Stu Rutherford, who plays Stu.
Ah, Stu.
Yep.
So, everybody's mate.
So before we go into our likes and all that stuff, I need to ask you right now, Ben, what did you think about the acting of Stu?
Of Stu?
Just of Stu.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
He's, the character is supposed to be, like, a bit of an awkward, you know, just adding to it.
Yeah.
And he seems to do that quite well.
Yep.
So I don't know if he was just quite literally awkward and the camera captured that, or if he acted being awkward very well.
Okay. Reason I asked you this is because the man who plays Stu is not an actor, but actually Stu Rutherford, a part-time business analyst for a Wellington company, Landworks, who was hired for the film under the impression that he would be working on computers and he would only play a small part in the film.
So he literally is just an awkward dude that the camera captured.
Yes.
That's sick.
That makes it even better. Yeah, and like, I was watching because I love his character. He's pretty good. Like, and then I found this out, I'm like, wow, he did really well for not having anything.
No wonder he had such a red face the whole time. He would have been nervous as fuck.
Exactly. All right, before we go into this any further, I'm going to warn everyone right now that this film is going to be spoiled. We're going to be talking about the jokes of this film. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is one that you need to watch before listening to us. So if you have not seen it, it's streaming on Netflix for Australia. I'm guessing it's on American as well. But you need to go and watch this because I'm going to spoil my thoughts right now. This is my all-time favorite horror comedy. It beats Shaun of the Dead. It beats Zombieland. I love this movie so fucking much.
Nice.
But we'll get more into my thoughts. Ben, were you a fan of What We Do in the Shadows?
I was definitely a fan of this movie, man.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I was confident.
It was fucking funny.
Yeah. This movie, Jaleesa likes to call this movie is again. Every time I put this on, she's like, again? Because I've watched it. This, probably the last 2 months, I've probably watched it 4 times.
Oh, seriously?
No word of a lie.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, water. Yeah, I cannot get enough of this movie. Every joke, like, I've seen it countless times, but every joke still makes me laugh.
Man, it's got some fucking crackers in there, right? Some of them are that good.
Oh, it's just the awkwardness of the jokes that really, that make me piss myself.
Yeah.
And every time I watch it, I find something new. It's kind of like Borat. When I watch Borat, I find something new that I missed last time. And this one, yeah, just shit that I'll forget about and then I'll remember and it'll just make me laugh even more. But a lot of people were saying, whilst I was reading reviews on IMDb, and a lot of people were saying that this has a lack of plot and poor cinematography, which is a load of shit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the lack of plot, so to speak, I often find mockumentaries lack direction, though, because they're supposed to be a mockumentary. Like, they're a mock documentary. You know, documentaries don't necessarily have a storyline to them.
That's
They follow people and what happens to them.
That's right.
If it was too planned out and too, it would ruin the illusion of it being a documentary.
Yeah.
So I agree that it doesn't have a lot of storyline to it, but I think that's necessary in this type of film.
Exactly. And there was enough, like,
enough that it kept progressing.
Yeah. Were you ever bored?
I will admit, at one point, I got a little bit, not bored, but I just noticed that it was slowing down.
Yeah.
But then the next sort of events happen, and it kept going, and I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, yeah.
But that, I get that. And then laying a lack of cinematography. Again, I feel that's suited to this style of movie.
Exactly.
It's a mockumentary. It's supposed to be, individual shots of people sitting there speaking their thoughts on what just happened. Or other than that, it's supposed to be not necessarily handheld cams, but people following these people with cameras. It's not going to be big sweeping landscape shots and cool angles from the other end of the street as they're walking down the street. Like, it's not that kind of movie.
Mm, that's right, exactly. Which made me laugh every time I read those.
I don't think they have a good grasp of what they're actually supposed to be watching if they're complaining about that sort of thing.
Exactly, they're stupid. All right, well, let's talk about the action movie. This is something I found in IMDb trivia. I'm going to read it to you because there's one little thing I don't agree with. Each of the main characters are similar to a vampire from a famous vampire movie. Peter is Nosferatu.
Yep.
Everyone gets that.
Figured that.
Vladislav is Gary Oldman's Dracula.
Okay, cool.
If you haven't seen it, that's very correct. Nick is reminiscent of Edward from Twilight. That's what they say. Yeah, I can. If you want to go that route, fine. I'll go with it.
Is that why at some point Nick's actually walking through the movie going, I'm Twilight. Yeah. I'm Twilight.
Yeah, I think that's why they wrote that. But yeah, okay, if you want to go that. Viago is like Louis de Ponte from Interview with a Vampire. I can see that. This is where I don't agree. Deacon reflects Bela Lugosi's Dracula.
I haven't seen it, so I don't really know.
You know the famous picture, like the famous. You know what Dracula looks like, the original Bela Lugosi. You would have seen pictures.
Okay. It's one of those things, probably, if I don't necessarily know that's what it's called, so to speak.
Oh, okay. You
know what I mean? So if you showed me the picture, I'd probably go, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one with, like, slick hair?
Yes, the original, like,
Dracula. Oh, if it's supposed to be like that, then no, he doesn't look anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that at all.
No. To me, Deacon is the Lost Boys Near Dark resemblance.
Yeah.
They say in the movie, he's the bad boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But, alright, who's your favourite?
Who's my favourite?
Vampire. And you can include Nick.
Vladislav.
Yeah?
He's hilarious.
See, yeah.
The shit he says is so good, dude.
It's the toss between him and Viago.
Yeah,
Viago is funny
as, man.
He's awkwardness.
I just love the shit that Vladislav comes out with, man. It's so fucking good.
It's the way their facials make it so much funny. Like, one of my favourite lines in this movie is when Viego's, like, they're getting ready to go out and they're trying on costumes, and Viego goes, "Hello, ladies," and does that really awkward smile. I lose my shit. And even when Vladislav goes, "They call me Vlad the Poker," and does the eyebrow raise. That, like, just that eyebrow raise, just I lose my shit for that.
The best thing Vlad says in the whole movie, but it's when they're talking about virgin blood.
You're gonna say that. We were talking because Huxley, me and Huxley were talking about this movie because he watched it, knowing that we were going to review it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I was saying lines from it, And I was so close to saying that virgin line.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
So I was saying lines about the Nazis.
Yeah.
Nazi vampires. But yeah, some of the shit they come up with.
Oh, fuck. It's so good, eh?
It's great. So this comes from a short film directed by Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement.
Yep.
I didn't mention. They also directed this film.
Yes.
Yeah. The short film is 23 minutes long. I watched it a bit on YouTube when I had a chance. You can skip it.
Not worth it.
It would have been worth it, but now you have this movie. Like, there's no point to watch it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Kind of like the Saw short movie.
Yeah, okay.
If you saw it by itself, it's worth a shot, but now there's no point. Yeah,
exactly. Fair call.
But yeah, so that's what it originated from. And news broke not long ago, a couple of months ago, that this is actually going to be a TV series.
Oh, really?
Directed by Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement.
Oh, okay. That would be funny.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
That would be funny, man.
That's what makes it good.
Yeah.
But, what else do you want to talk about?
I know, it's kind of one of those things, like, the movie's great, and you could talk it up a lot, but it's, you don't want to just, like, you pretty much just talk it up by, like, quoting it and how funny parts are.
Exactly, exactly.
As we said before, with it being a mockumentary-style film, you can't really go in terms of, you know, cinematography or effects or score or anything. Like, all the normal aspects we normally break a movie down to when we do these reviews is somewhat irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can talk about the acting. To me, the acting, I'm going to tell you right now, this movie is flawless to me.
I thought the acting in this was quite good because it's believable, again, as I said before, that it is a documentary crew following these vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you legit, the way they sink into the role is just so, so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we've talked about the main characters. Why don't we just hint on the other characters of this film? Like, I fucking forgot her name. The familiar. The girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I should actually get the...
Yeah, I know.
The IMDb out to get the names right. But her, the werewolves.
Yeah, the werewolves were funny. We're werewolves, not swearwolves.
The Beast.
Now, the Beast was a surprising character to me, actually.
Did you expect a full-blown Beast?
I didn't know what to expect. I knew with the style of humour it was that it wouldn't be a full-blown, like, gnarly, crazy Beast or something. I knew there'd be some form of twist.
Yeah.
But it didn't click to me that it would have just been, like, his ex.
I think it's fucking hilarious. Jackie, her name is, my bad.
Yes.
I think it's hilarious that they're talking the whole movie that this Beast, Pauline, the Beast has done Vladislav wrong and really hurt him. And we just find out that she called him an asshole.
Yeah, that's right. That
so you have Pauline as the Beast. I lost my shit when I first saw that. It's like, because I was expecting like something gnarly was going to come out. And then you just, she called me an asshole.
So good.
But I
did like the way this movie put like a good satirical spin on vampire culture. Like, they even went as far as having familiars and stuff like that. I actually thought that was quite a good way of breaking it down.
Yeah. Even like it does a lot of things. Like you, I don't know if you do, but you think about.
Yeah.
With vampires.
Like, what happens if they eat something other than blood?
Yeah. Yeah.
We found that out when Nick eats the chip, and they're just like, I wouldn't do that.
Just how... I love how they just say shit like, oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But just, the way they say shit makes me laugh.
And it, yeah, true. And I actually kind of like the aspect they touch on with Nick as well, that like, it'd be, I think, if you got turned, you'd sort of be stoked for a while. Till you realised all this shit you couldn't do anymore.
Yeah, you know, when he's saying, like,
chips are my favourite food and I can't ever eat chips again. It sucks.
Yeah, that's
you're like,
right.
Yeah, I feel like there would be some come down at some point when you're kind of like, you know what? This does suck.
Yeah. It's even to the point of the werewolves. When Anton, the main werewolf, who's played by Rhys Darby, by the way, little actor. He, when he's telling them to take their pants off,
make sure you're wearing your stretchy pants.
Yeah, because
they're loose on you now, but they'll fill when you change.
It's like there's some werewolf movies, right? I know Van Helsing is one where the werewolf rips the clothes off except the pants.
Yes.
And you think, like, you're growing a lot bigger than what these pants can handle.
Yeah, that's right.
And they bring, like, attention like that. That's one thing I really love.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is quite good. Yeah, they do have some pretty good views on things like that, actually, which they acknowledge, which I like.
All right, well, why don't we just give it a run through of this movie?
I even like the fucking, the glamouring of the cops when they turn up. Like, they're hypnotising them.
Yeah.
But all the cops keep noticing is there's no fire alarm.
The fact that... one of the funniest things in the movie is, it was one thing that I didn't pick up the first few times I went through, is when Vladislav is saying, or maybe it's Viego saying, that Vladislav used to be really powerful and he could hypnotise people and change into other things.
Oh yeah, and the cat with his face on it.
I didn't notice that until the first few times I didn't notice, like, his face on the cat.
Oh, I noticed that straight away because I heard him saying, like, he could still shapeshift, but he can't get the faces right. I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Man, it's just cat smiling, eh?
The first scene, like, let's talk about the first scene when they're doing the flatmate meeting.
Yeah.
that talk makes me piss myself. Just everything they say, like, put down towels on my brand new couch. You mean the red one? Well, yes, it's red now.
And then the scene later when he's got the chick there and he's talking to her, but he's like laying out newspaper and shit as he's doing it.
And now he just gets bored and he's like, okay.
Just going to put this here. It's a mess in there.
This movie is filled with one-liners that work. Each and every way.
Yeah, they're great.
There's only a few comedy movies that still make me laugh when I watch it, and this is one. The other two are Borat and Bruno.
Yeah.
But yeah, I seriously love every second of this film. You really can't talk much about this film.
I know, it's kind of, all you can do is sit around and talk about how funny parts are.
Yeah.
Realistically.
The sad thing, their plans were they were going to make another movie.
Yeah.
About the werewolves. It was going to be called What We Do in the Moonlight.
Yeah.
Which, kind of, I'm a bit upset that they didn't do that.
I reckon it would have been funny.
It would have been great. Especially if they had Stu
on
it. I don't know if he would have done it now knowing he's not an actor.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like, just the way they were. Yeah. How they just out of the moon while walking around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
not werewolves. We're not werewolves and all that stuff. I reckon it could have worked, but
I reckon it would have been funny.
Maybe they're going to do it in a TV series. So
possibly.
Yeah, but apparently the TV series is going to take place in America. Yeah, I know. It doesn't really.
I don't know about bode that. Well,
but it's been directed by these two.
True. That is true.
And when the news broke, Taika Waititi sent a tweet to Jermaine Clement saying, "Don't fuck this up." So I think they're going to do good. I like to get this, alright? People that know me know I'm not a big fan of Marvel.
Yeah,
I got nothing really against it. I'm so sick of the overhype. But I love this movie so much that I'm willing to watch Thor Ragnarok just because Taika Waititi directed it.
Dude, you would love it. It is.
I've heard a lot of people say it's good. Funny. And I watched Deadpool 2 the other day and I actually really enjoyed that. So
yeah,
maybe.
That's what Tim did. He actually had to take a break from his own Bucks party to go to the movies.
Yes, because I was sick of drinking. Yeah. It was hurting.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I think we can wrap this talk up because I don't want to sit here and just...
I know, I don't just want to sit here and quote it. And,
yeah.
Yeah. All we can say is yes, it is a very good movie. It is pretty much on point with exactly what it was trying to be in terms of a mockumentary.
Yeah.
It's a good pace. It does keep rolling pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to give it a score?
I do want to give it a score, actually.
You can do that.
Yeah. I would probably come in with... Personally, I'd probably actually come in with about a 7 out of 10 for this.
Oh, okay.
So So the only reason it loses me a bit is I find with mockumentaries my brain sort of tends to wander a bit.
Yeah.
Like I'm perfectly enjoying the movie. Yep. But I just tend to lose focus a bit every now and then.
Yeah.
True, which is just true of any mockumentary movie I've ever watched.
Yeah.
So that's the only downfall for it for me, really. Pretty much everything else was good. Yeah. I loved it.
That's fine. I'm going to come in a bit higher.
Yep.
Actually. I said before, this movie has no flaws. I love it more than any other horror comedy out there. I'm just trying to think right now if that's true. And I can't think of another horror comedy that I like more
than this one.
So, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm giving this a perfect 10.
Nice.
I fucking love this film.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's like Jaws. I can put it on at any time. And I found when I did, because I like just watching the start until it gets to the music part.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get up. I had to keep watching it.
Yeah, you just got to keep going.
Yeah, it grabs me and just makes me stay there.
Nice.
It's like a big bully movie. But no.
You're not going anywhere, boy.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this, sorry for spoiling a bit for it, but we didn't spoil much.
That's true.
But yeah. I would suggest highly, well, obviously, 10 out of 10. You can't beat that, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What if it goes up to 11?
Well, it ain't no Spinal Tap. Actually, I still haven't seen Spinal Tap.
Have you?
No.
Also great.
Okay, I might give it a go.
Do it.
All right, we're going to go to a break now. We're going to play a song for you. And I didn't have to think much about the song I'm going to play this time. It's You're Dead by Norma Tanja, who's the song at the start.
Yep, nice.
I actually kind of really like that song. So.
Yeah, so did I, actually. I thought it was a bit weird to start with, and then I started getting into it.
Yeah, same. So we're going to play that, and we're going to come back with What's Under the Bed for you. Enjoy!
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Sandwich, you would enjoy it more if you know someone hasn't fucked it.
There's that many one-liners, man. It's so
good. And what is it, Vladislav? Oh, that's right. When Stu's showing him about Facebook, he's like, oh, yeah, so we can poke him.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you pork. Even when Deacon's cleaning the dishes, he just goes, "This is bullshit." It fucking makes everything makes me laugh. I want to go home and watch this movie again.
Oh fuck! What's funny, man? Cannot get enough of it. It is funny.
All right, we're back. Did you enjoy the song, Ben?
I did enjoy the song, Tim.
It makes me sad because I want to go watch What We Do in the Shadows again. Do you like biscotti?
I knew you would have loved the fucking Lost Boys references in there as well.
Well, I like that part because Darian keeps saying that on his show.
Oh, really?
So every time I hear that, like he says it, it pisses me off because I want to go home and watch it. But yeah. Anyway.
Nick tries it with the chips. Does not work with chips. Only the spaghetti.
Ladislav's the best. Alright, enough about What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, moving on.
Ben, do you know what gets my dick hard?
What We Do in the Shadows?
besides that.
What You Do in the Shadows?
Yeah. I love going in blind to a movie and then coming out loving it.
Yeah, nice.
Nothing gets me harder. So, went into a movie yesterday called Feral.
Yes.
It's called Feral. And basically, I'm going to tell you the plot synopsis right now. It stars my girlfriend, Scout Taylor Compton, who you would know as Laurie Strode from the Halloween remake.
Mm.
Yeah, she pretty.
She pretty.
So, this is from IMDb. The plot is, students fight to survive a weekend in the woods. That's it. That's all you're getting.
Wow.
And I love it.
I kind of like that. It leaves a lot to the imagination.
Yeah. The cover is basically a girl's arm with a bite mark on it. So you're thinking zombies straight away. So I read this plot synopsis and I saw who's in the cast. And I saw Scout Taylor Compton and Lou Temple. Both appeared in the Halloween remake. Lou Temple's been in Devil's Rejects, I'm on his other shit. You've seen him in a lot of stuff. But I saw those actors and I was instantly hooked. And I walked in, I was reading some reviews, not so great, but simple movie and hot cast. And sometimes, Ben, I'm just in the mood for a simple fucking story with some good gore, some good creature effects, and a hot ass chick.
Sometimes that's all you need in life.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I've got in this movie.
Yeah, nice.
Now, the thing about these creatures is, I don't know if I'd call them zombies, but there was a point in this movie, and I'm going to spoil this just a tiny bit.
Okay.
There was a point in this movie, because one of the main guys' name is Talbot, which is the Wolfman. That was funny.
Talbot.
What's funny about that?
Talbot's a funny name.
So one of the main guys, the main...
Good old Tally.
The main antagonist's name is Talbot. So you would know from the Wolfman. They kept showing the moon a lot. They kept saying that these creatures come out in the dark. So I started to think, holy shit, have we got a werewolf film on our hands?
Yeah. I must admit, that's the first thing I would have been thinking with a name like Feral.
Yeah, well, the bite mark looks human, so I thought...
I've seen the picture, but somehow I would still expect werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to tell you if it was or wasn't werewolf, because quite frankly, I don't know.
Ah.
They act werewolf-like. They look zombie-esque. Either way, the creatures look fucking great.
Yeah, nice.
Now, I was talking to a friend of mine from LA. His name's Shane. What up, Shane, if you're listening? And he asked, what did I think? And I was telling him my thoughts. He wasn't as big a fan.
Yeah.
He said it had some problems with it, which I agree. Some of the acting's not great. Some of the cinematography is a bit all over the place and strange.
Yeah.
And he had some problems with it. He came in with a 5 out of 10, which is an average film.
Yeah.
He said it's not horrible, but I was saying this one, I walked out really enjoying it, thinking this might be on the best list at the end of the year. I still think that.
Yeah,
I still
think that
because it's been playing in my head a lot. I walked out really enjoying this, but I can see people not looking at it the same way that I have been.
Fair enough.
Either way, it's a very simple movie, a very simple story. You're going to get some good effects in it. You're going to get some cool creatures. The acting's eh. The cinematography's eh. It has some problems with it. The lighting is eh. But overall, I had a fun time watching this movie, man.
Is there any boobs?
No.
Just asking the important questions.
No, do you? You have to think. No, I don't think you do.
Oh.
No, but there are some hot chicks. I mean, you got Scout Helicopter.
Yeah.
And she's a lesbian in this movie.
Ooh.
And she kisses. She only kisses, which is unfortunate. No. But still, it's better than nothing.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Has this movie interest you at all? My review?
It does, actually. Yeah. It intrigues me.
I liked it. It's very simple, but it got the job done, man. I was feeling like shit on when I was watching it. So I was just laying down. I just needed to get my mind off shit.
Yep.
So this was a perfect candy corn for me. So that's Feral from 2018. Just been released, actually. So you can get that at any good places that you watch movies. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, I think
you're going to give it an actual score?
Oh, yeah, sorry, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I was tossing up between a 7 and an 8 on this. And while it does have its problems, I'm going to come in at an 8 out of 10 because I feel this is a movie that I would like to watch again with a group of people. It's one of those movies where you can sit down and just watch with a party and just poke holes at and just have a fun time with it. So
true.
Yeah, so I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. My personal score, a lot of people are coming in a bit lower than me. But, hey, make up your own mind. How about that? All right, well, let's get into the voice of the people. Stop looking at Scout Taylor Compton.
No! You're the voice, try and understand it. Make the noise and make it clear.
Oh, oh. All right, the voice of the people. So, I got in contact, well, Darian got in contact with me a couple of weeks ago saying that he wants to request two movies to go up. So he wanted to request a theme for an episode. He wanted a ghost theme.
Yeah, cool.
So he requested two movies to go head-to-head, and those two movies were Ghost Story.
Yeah.
And The Legend of Hell House.
Ooh.
He also had an album he wanted to review, which was also on the theme of ghosts.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
Is it ghost?
We'll get to it later. So, we didn't get many votes this week. 64 votes. But the winner, with 66%, was The Legend of Hell House. From 1977, I think.
It must be good if it has its own legend.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing next week, The Legend of Hell House. Now, the clue for the fight this week. We're going to talk about a little home invasion. I don't think we've done that with Ben yet.
I haven't yet, not that I'm aware of anyway.
Oh, so this might scare you.
Ooh.
Mm. Ever had the feeling of someone watching you inside your own house? Like from outside your house?
You constantly.
Yes. Well, I do that.
It's weird.
All right, so let's kick it into our main thing. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting a segment?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's just because we couldn't quite substantially ramble on about our feature presentation.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yep. No, we did that.
Got that.
We did that.
Got that.
We did that.
Yep.
We did that. There's what's under the bed.
Yep. Yep.
Doing this right now.
Yeah. Paley doesn't love us anymore.
Paley doesn't love us, so that's not a segment anymore.
Yeah.
Actually, Paley. I think I might just fucking scratch that off.
Yeah, well, Paley, it's your own fault, mate.
Just like that. Just like that.
You've been scratched. How does that sound? Hope it burns.
I want you to know that hurt me, Paley.
He's got cool rappers coming in his show. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking about rappers, let's get into what's pumping on the iPod, the old iPod this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, working 9 to 5. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. Excellent. What's pumping on your iPod? The band is Five Finger Death Punch. The album is Injustice for None. Rip off.
Gay.
Yeah, enjoy. I guess we're kind of being mean. Because, look, I used to be a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes,
so did you. Same. We used to love this band.
Yeah, fucking know.
And then, I don't know, I guess we just grew up. We got pubes.
I still like their older albums. Not the entire albums anymore.
No.
Like, I used to listen to an album in its entirety. Yeah. Now I listen to a handful of songs off that album.
Yes. Okay. So I've noticed something with this band, and this new album does it a lot as well, is they're very angry. And a lot of their lyrics are basically, fuck you, cunt. Fuck you, I'm going to bash you, I'm going to bash you. Rah, put my tap out shirt on and give me a Mother Energy drink and I'm going to hurt you. And it really, really gets tiresome. Like, I'm so sick of... Like, okay, they have a song. The second song of this album is called Fake. And the chorus goes, you're a fake motherfucker, I hate you, motherfucker. And they continue this motherfucking rant. Like, they just keep saying motherfucker. Yeah. And it's... I don't know if I've grown up a lot, but... Yeah,
it's kind of not cool when everyone just says motherfucker all the time. It's like, oh my god, he said motherfucker, this song's hectic.
I know.
It's like, alright man, we had you the first time.
Yeah.
8 times in one chorus is too much.
You...
Find other words.
Exactly. And the problem I have with this album a lot, like this album, in my opinion, is probably their weakest.
Yeah.
Out of anything. They really got lazy with this album. From writing lyrics to writing music, their lyrics are really angry teenage angst.
Type. Yeah.
When you rhyme shit like, I'm not quoting anything in the album, I'm just giving you an example, like school with cool, like dumb rhymes like that that are really not thought out.
Yeah.
It really loses.
Just generic shit. Like,
exactly.
There's no effort in it. There's no thought to it.
Yeah.
You're sort of like spitting out words for the sake of having them there.
Exactly. Exactly. This, okay, well, this album, there is as many ballads as there are aggressive songs. There is only one ballad that I liked.
Yeah.
And that's because it had a really southern bluesy feel to it.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
Everyone else just felt generic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much like, that's one of the best terms you could use to describe this album, is generic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They're not, you know, thinking outside the box. They're not breaking the mold. It feels like they've like really half-heartedly tried to reproduce what they've already done and call it something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of double standards in a way, because you know, you get bands like AC/DC and stuff where, don't get me wrong, pretty much all their albums you could say sound the same, but every album is still awesome.
Yeah, but they have really well done lyrics.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas this, like, nothing about it really is impressive.
It's childish.
It really is,
to say the least.
Yeah, it's kind of like your L plates to getting into metal.
Yeah.
It's what you'd show like a fucking 10-year-old or something and be like, yeah, how cool is this?
Yeah, be angry. Let's work you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you had the honour of not listening to the whole album.
That's true. I only listened to a few tracks off of it.
That was
more than enough.
Yeah, well, I had to listen to the whole thing today, which, this comes in at 16 tracks.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But let's talk about the tracks that you know. Now, the first one that came out when this album was being released, well, was being announced, was their cover of The Offspring's Gone Away.
Oh.
Now, I don't know about you, Ben, but The Offspring's Gone Away is one of my all-time favourite songs.
I agree completely, man. The Offspring, as a band, are amazing. And, like, Gone Away is one of their strongest songs in their catalogue. So to cover that, you're stepping into some big shoes straight away.
Yeah.
And you really want to make sure you deliver, which Five Finger absolutely did not.
Yeah, no.
It's like one of... I like some covers, but like this is atrocious. It is one of the most boring covers ever.
You know, I can't think of a cover that I've honestly disliked. There have been some where I'm like, that's awesome. There have been some I'm like, that's cool. But I've never said, fuck that, that's horrible, they're fucking disgrace for covering that. Can you think of any on top
not,
of your head?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Like, there's some that I don't like, but I can appreciate the things that they do. This cover...
But like, there's certain ones you might not even like, but at least they've, like, changed the genre, and it's a genre you're not a big fan of. Yeah. That's why you might not like it.
Exactly.
But, like, these guys have tried to take a song that is so powerful and so emotional.
Yeah.
But they've tried to make it, like, emotional in a boring way.
It doesn't go
which
anywhere.
Which doesn't work because it's not the right feel for the song.
That's right.
And the song doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't build up. It doesn't have highs. It doesn't have lows. It's just a fucking 5-minute whitewash of snore.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing to say, but I really see the song as just a cash grab.
Yeah, I agree, really? Actually. I feel like there was no need to cover this. No. Especially not from the feel they put into it.
No, yeah,
you know,
no.
It's not like you could tell they have a connection to this song and they really wanted to try and, like, honour it.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like they were just like, yeah, that's a cool song, everyone likes that. If we do it, everyone will like us. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the way you did it.
No. But you mentioned how that song never goes anywhere. Let's talk about the other song that you know called Champagne. Mm. This is their single, I'm guessing. There's two single. One's just a boring ballad.
Yeah.
That doesn't go anywhere either. But this one, Champagne. And unfortunately, listeners, this is one I'm going to be playing for you because this is.
We'd also best. Like to point out the cheesiness that we're not saying champagne as in the drink. We're saying champagne as in fake pain. Champagne.
Oh, words. How creative.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be the first for a minute. This has a really catchy riff.
It does, actually. I'll give it that. When you told me this song was a bit average and you started showing it to me, I actually got kind of excited and confused. I was like, what do you mean it's average? This is a fucking mad riff.
Yeah, it has a cool riff. And this is why I'm playing it, because if I'm going to be honest, this is probably the best song of the album.
Yeah, agreed.
But then we get into the chorus. Or should I say pre-chorus?
Yeah.
And then we get into the chorus. Oh, no way, we don't.
Yeah, they kind of... It's almost like they forgot to write a chorus.
Yes.
Like, they wrote a verse.
Yeah.
They wrote a pre-chorus, which starts, like, building up, like it's getting ready to go into something really cool. And then it goes back to the verse.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like they keep building up and then never deliver.
Yeah.
They just sort of do a build-up and then just go back to what they were already doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of... It's really weird. It leaves you wanting more, but it never actually delivers what you want.
Yeah. And then we get into a solo, which is the most half-assed written solo I've ever heard. It feels like they've just slapped something together so quickly, it doesn't even deserve to be called a solo.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's horrible. But have you actually listened to the words and what the song's about?
No, I haven't actually, truth be told.
Okay, so I actually did today.
Yeah.
And... basically makes Ivan Moody, the singer, sound like a schizophrenic loser.
Oh, really?
Because on one hand he's saying that he hates his fans and he's sick of doing all this shit, and then it gets to the pre-chorus, or what they want to call chorus, and he's there saying that he's having a good life. It's like, make up your fucking mind. Are you cranky or are you happy?
Yeah.
What are you? But okay, yeah. Look, I got this album off iTunes, and when I get an album I listen to it. And I'll delete songs that I won't want to come up on shuffle.
Yeah.
Just so I have more room for more songs.
Yeah, of course.
16 songs this album have, I've kept 2.
Yep.
Of them. I've deleted the rest. That's how badly I dislike this album.
Yeah.
There is one song that Jaleesa likes it, but the chorus makes it sound like a metal Disney song.
Oh.
I was pissing myself the first time it came on. She's like, it sounds like something from Frozen. I shit you not. I was
That's
laughing.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard. But yeah. Have you got anything more to add about this?
Nah, man, not really.
No?
Eh?
All right, so the reviews are we put 3 in. It's either throw this out, check it out on YouTube, or buy this stupid.
I'd give it a throw it out.
So
personally.
Would I. And for the first time ever in Horror for Dummies history, we can proudly say to throw this album out. If you... Hey, go out and buy this album and then throw it out. Just to make a statement that we don't want shit metal.
Yeah, that's right, eh? Do that.
Which is sad because, man, I used to love these guys.
Yeah, man. Fuck, they've got some absolutely killer tracks with some, like, heavy riffs and some big sound to them. And they can. It just goes to show they can write epic songs when they want to.
Yeah, look at the bleeding. But,
yeah, the bleeding man, fucking
Pride.
Yeah,
Jekyll
and Hyde.
Yeah,
that's like one of the heaviest riffs I know, man. Straight up, so simple, but it's just so hit your songs with such feeling. Like I apologize.
Yeah,
that song's amazing. I've listened to that so many times.
And their covers, like what is it, Bad?
Oh, Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Yeah, House of the Rising Sun.
Those two covers are awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. But here, nah, they just failed. They really...
Yeah, they really... It just feels like they completely half-assed their way through this.
Yeah.
They, like, literally may as well have... It's almost like when they wrote tracks for other albums that weren't good enough to make it onto that album, they just collected them all up and put it on this.
Yes.
And there's a reason they weren't good enough in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what this album feels like.
I know they're having problems in the band, so maybe this is...
Maybe. But if this is all they've got to put forward, then maybe they should call it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if they're coming out with another album like this... Yeah.
Anyway, so that's Five Finger Death Punch's And Justice to None, which... Okay, I'm sorry, that's the biggest fucking... Why would you call your album that? You're not Metallica. Stop it. Yeah. I don't get that album.
Is it supposed to be a tribute or a fuck you?
It's not, definitely not a tribute. If it
that's
is.
A bit rough then.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about what album we're going to be doing next week. So, we mentioned that Darien had this ghost theme.
Yes.
There's a little band called Ghost that put a new album out.
Hooray!
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Ghost's new album. I believe it's called...
Fuck yeah.
Prequel. I've got it here. I listened to it for the first time today. And we will... Is that rain?
Yeah,
that's stormy like a bitch. Wow. So we'll be talking about Ghost's new album as requested by our good friend, The Big D.
Yeah.
And we'll be checking that out. But that basically wraps it up for this week.
Yep, that's it. That's about it for us.
It is. So we'll be doing Legend of Hell House and Ghost's new album next week.
Sweet.
Along with my review of something else that I'll be doing.
Should be a chilling...
I don't actually know what I'm going
to
do yet.
Should be a chilling week talking about all these ghostly things.
Yeah, maybe I have to keep the ghost theme going, so I'll have to choose a ghost movie.
Oh, you do.
Shit, okay. I have to watch a ghost movie. All right. Well, this show's been brought to you by the Padded Room Podcast Network. Check them out, us out, and Cakewalk's Happy Hour at paddedroom.podbean.com. If you like our shit, please let us know. You can email us at horrorfordummies@hotmail.com or the Facebook page, which is just under the same name. Send us a message. You can contact me at Tim Davis, under Tim Davis on Facebook. I don't do Twitter because I'm a complete retard. Same with you. You don't use Twitter, do you?
No, I don't fucking use Twitter.
I'm not calling you a retard.
I know, I was going to say, hey, get fucked. I don't use Twitter, man.
I think we're like the only two people in the world that don't use Twitter.
I barely use Facebook.
That's true. You barely use your phone.
I barely use my phone.
But if you want to message Ben...
It's like the most technological thing I do every week. And it frightens me.
If you want to message Ben, he's under Shanks Hannigan on Facebook. Because he's a mad dog.
Yeah, boy.
But yes, please feel free to email us. Tell us that we're shit. Tell us that we're good.
True. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
Let them tell us if we're shit or good, just as long as they like us and spread the love.
Don't tell us that we're shit. We have soft egos.
Yeah, it's true. We bruise like peaches. That's why we actually didn't do a show last week.
That's true, yeah.
Someone didn't even tell us we sucked. We just got one email questioning one thing we said. We said, fuck this. Didn't do it for a week. It's taken a lot of prep work to get us back to this point.
It has. So be gentle. All right, on that note, I've been Tim.
And I have been Ben.
We have been Horror for Dummies. We'll catch you next week.
Later, skaters.
Ben, it's not over until I do the dip noise.
Dip! Everybody seems like they're waiting for me to die. Talk shit behind my back, can't look me in the eye.
They say I'm overrated, that I should have already faded. Give a shit about it all because I love to be faded.
While you're breathing out my neck, it's getting pretty fucking old, and I'm almost nearly done. I'm glad that you were happy.